This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here is this week's top headline: Ban Uranium Weapons Activist Damasio Lopez Receives Honorary Lifetime Achievement Award. This month, the International Uranium Film Festival in Berlin honored uranium weapons expert and activist Damasio A. Lopez with the festival's Honorary Lifetime Achievement Award. For over 30 years, the U.S. Air Force veteran from Socorro, New Mexico, has campaigned for an international ban on depleted uranium munitions and weapons. His community in central New Mexico was an open-air testing ground for DU weapons from 1972 to 1993. Lopez has dedicated his life to educating people about the harmful effects. Many people in the Socorro area have suffered health effects similar to those who served in the Persian Gulf War and in Yugoslavia. DU is a highly toxic heavy metal with a radioactive half-life of 4.5 billion years. Despite its name, DU has more than half the radioactivity of natural uranium. The film festival's general director said of Lopez, quote, "The 82-year-old is probably the worldwide most experienced and most interviewed scholar and activist on uranium weapons. His recently published dossier, My Last Battle, Ban Uranium Weapons, is, after all, a profound investigation of the military use of depleted uranium. The serious consequences of the use of uranium ammunition on battlefields and military firing ranges should be known to everyone," end quote. Lopez declared, "We must move quickly to stop this senseless tragedy by supporting a global call to action to ban the use of uranium munitions," end quote. Founded in Rio de Janeiro in 2010, the International Uranium Film Festival was named one of the quote-unquote 25 coolest film festivals in the world last year by Movie Maker Magazine in Hollywood. The festival founders have also received the prestigious Nuclear Free Future Award this year. The film festival's trophy was presented to French director and investigative TV journalist Cédric Picot for his documentary, The Polygon. The documentary exposes radioactive contamination during the Cold War in the region of northeastern France. Scientists there tested the detonators of French atomic bombs with radioactive elements for decades. To this day, these elements contaminate the region's subsoil and threaten the drinking water resources. The next two scheduled showings of the 2025 International Uranium Film Festival are from Thursday, November 13th through Friday, November 14th at the Navajo Nation Museum in Window Rock, Arizona, and from Friday, November 21st through Sunday, November 23rd in Las Vegas, Nevada, this time in cooperation with principal man Ian Zabarte of the Western Bands of the Shoshone Nation of Indians. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.